you that I have an anxiety issue?
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Kind, The Creative and The Chaotic with me, your host, Dream and Queen, Kelly Jade. I'm joined by none other than the Maverick himself, Mr. Wayne Naylor.
Woo woo woo!
Hey.
How are you, bro?
It's been a week to forget.
What's the tea?
So last Saturday I was supposed to shoot my first short film in 2 years, mm-hmm. and a couple days before someone dropped out and I had to pretty much postpone it for the foreseeable future. So probably not going to get it done until about August or September. I was pretty gutted about it. Well, I say gutted, I was pretty damn sad.
Yeah.
So I went into that weekend like, well, this is shit. And ate some real bad food. And then on Sunday, an old friend popped up, came to visit me.
Friend or enemy? Because the way you say friend then.
Yeah, let's just say friend for now. Well, not friend at all. It was food poisoning.
Oh,
yeah, so okay. Food poisoning rears ugly head. And so this entire week, I've just been at home staving off food poisoning. And I've been eating a lot of plain rice and boiled potatoes. That's it.
I mean,
and drinking a lot of water.
With this heat as well.
Yeah.
How are you finding the heat?
I hate it.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say
despise
that.
Despise it. I like cold temperatures, mm-hmm. you know. Except for when it's snowing. That's some bullshit, but,
so you no know. Sub-zero?
No. You know. I don't know, like, I thought one time I liked snow, and then I was like, I tried to get to school or work once, and it was like, you know, trying to ice skate. With some Air Force Ones on, and almost broke my neck.
Oh,
it was real bad times. So yeah, then this morning my shower broke down. So yeah, it's been a real bad week.
Trials and tribulations of Wayne Naylor, everybody.
Yeah.
Back to the heat, because talking of hot stuff, I'm getting so good at these. today's guest is a content creator, presenter, actual real life influencer, somebody with the best fiery red hair I've ever witnessed, and fellow Brummy. Round of applause for Emmalina Love. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm brilliant. For me, I'm loving the sun. So I'm gonna just lap it all up.
I'm in the minority, so I can live with that.
Did I forget anything in your intro? I don't think I did.
No. I think that's good. Fine. That's perfect, yeah.
Okay. Because you do get your hands quite dirty in the creative world.
Yeah. I like being known for my style, I guess. But, yeah, you said it. I mean, I'm taking the hot red shit.
But especially with Instagram, those of you that are the biggest fans of this show will know that our bio actually reads, "Social Media Versus Reality, the Biggest Cover-Up of the Century, a podcast with real people and real talk supporting creatives and mental health." So I'm really excited about this episode because we can delve deep into Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, we've not really been able to do that before. Not properly, not the hardcore stuff.
It's been included, but not like deep dive.
Where do we start? At the beginning. So, your Instagram has over 25k now. How did it all start? And was it like a personal one? Or did you always aim to get a lot of followers? How did it begin?
Well, I think my Instagram's so old. It's 2013.
Oh, wow.
So, it's like really old. And obviously, I just got Instagram because I followed Fashion Toast. I don't know if you've ever heard of her. But So, I was obsessed with her blog. Okay. She's called Rumi Neely now. And she goes by the name of Rumi Neely. And yeah, I was obsessed. And I was like, Instagram is going to be a way for me to see her more instantly, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, that's the only reason I got it.
Really?
Literally, yeah, because I was like, I want to see her pictures more rather than wait for a post every month or something.
That's awesome.
And then I just literally put pictures on of my drawings because I do a lot of drawing and writing and poems. So I used to just I used to write a poem and just literally take a picture of it and put it on my Instagram.
I love that though.
I know.
That's nice.
And a picture of like Starbucks cup and
I was that classic person,
yeah. So then, exactly. And then, yeah, so as time went on, I was like, I started growing, and at the time, like, even 5,000 was a lot. And
oh, God, yeah.
I've got a friend who's, like, on hundreds of thousands now. And for me, I stopped, and I reached a point where it was too much, so yeah. I deleted Instagram and went to Australia for a year.
Wow.
I know, and, yeah, and I was just, like, I was on more than I was now. I think I was on 32.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that was a lot.
Yeah.
And it was too much.
Well,
so.
I can't even imagine that amount of people. It's quite hard for your brain to understand that many people are following you. Yeah. Like, I've only got like 1,700 or something, but my brain doesn't understand that amount of people. That's like the O2 or whatever.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It is. And it's, it is. And even now with stories, because with my followers, you just see a number. And now with your when you put your stories up and you see your stats, like, say, oh my god, literally like 2,000 people on a, like, that's a good day for me. It's just seen my story like just now, like it within the last 24 hours, and I'm like, that's kind of scary when you think about it.
Seriously, but it's kind of cool though that people want to, like, they're going out of their way because they want to see what you're doing. Like, you're obviously, like, is it her name, Rumi?
Yeah, so Rumi,
that's
Neely.
Kind of like, she was, you are now her to some other people.
I know, and which I think is, that's mad. Crazy, yeah.
And so when did all of the brands start getting in contact, and who have you worked with?
With brands, mm-hmm. I was like, I want to work with you, and literally all I did is just contact them. Like, I feel like you just sit down and wait. You do get some brands contact you, but brands that I really want to work with, that's the point, is that I want to work with them because I do buy their stuff, rather than waiting for a brand I don't really like that much. And they're going to contact me, and I'm going to do an ad about it, because then I don't really like it that much.
In regards to money, the money situation, how do you work out, well, your worth? Like, how much would you, you don't have to say how much you charge, but how do you decide on that amount? Because it's not like a set thing.
I see it as like, I'm not going to compare myself to my friends who have got loads of followers, or I'm not going to compare it to someone who hasn't got that many and is like getting loads and stuff. I'm just going to look at it as like what actually I can take on, and just be like, I'm not going to be able to do massive editorial piece when I'm so busy for them. So like, I guess I charge differently for different people, if I'm totally honest.
Yeah.
So if it's a smaller brand, it's never just a set amount for me. Yeah. If it's like a smaller brand and I think they're really like awesome, I'm not going to like charge them. And I'm just be like, I would just like to work for them because they're like business. And it depends. But I suppose calculating my self-worth, I just have to ask a few people around me to generally where I'm going to be with a price. So.
Yeah, 100%. Do you get a lot of styling work from Instagram? Is that...
Yeah, like... About 3-4 years ago, I was really into styling just for like magazines. It wasn't like mainstream magazines, because it was like I wanted to try it. So I contacted Central St. Martin's, for instance, and I said, can I do some work for your newsletter, which was on their textiles team. So I was just trying smaller publications, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the question?
Do you get styling work from Instagram?
Do I get styling question, going back to that? Yeah, I do. I went on a tangent. But literally, yeah, I get styling work because I think styling's part of what I do, because I'm a fashion blogger. So I'm just styling all the time. I'm styling my friends. Like, love taking pictures constantly. So I'm like styling naturally. But in terms of jobs, I'm going more into styling again. That's because cool. I feel like I'm happy with where I am to be able to go into more of a like mainstream sort of like styling jobs, as opposed to smaller.
Well, I mean, like, it's the perfect platform for a stylist, because it's all visual, isn't it, on Instagram mainly.
Yeah, exactly.
Has the way that you use your Instagram changed because of this? Like, do you find yourself vetting everything that you post?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And if people say that they don't, they're lying. Because honestly, like, I was literally telling my friend Sophie about this today. I don't post every day anymore because I'm, one, if I'm having a really good day, I don't want to ruin my day. And that sounds ridiculous, but especially as my engagement's not at its best at the like this last week, which is from the week before. Like, it's a constant, you know, I can't imagine on a bigger scale how it must feel for them. But for me, like, honestly, I'm just like, I'm not going to post later because I'm having a really great day and it'll ruin my day. Or when I'm doing well, I'm like, oh my god, like, I can't wait to post. So it's just completely different, like, how
goes in waves.
Yeah, waves completely.
And how do you keep yourself inspired, like, even on the down days?
I'm really big on, like, positivity. Mm. And, like, I wouldn't say I struggle really badly to the point where I can't leave my bed. And I'm very lucky in that way, because I always talk myself out of it. Even if I'm feeling really low, I feel like our minds are so powerful that you need to take control of your mind and be like, no, actually, I feel good. Yeah. And even if you don't, then you start to kind of feel good.
You can trick the brain.
You can really trick the brain.
Isn't there a thing where if you smile after a while, you feel good?
Yeah.
Like if you force yourself to smile.
It sounds ridiculous, and you'll probably do this because we're very alike. Like, so I narrate my life like you do. So literally, I could be walking around the house and I'd be like, God, I really need to make sure. Like, if I'm talking out loud and talking to myself and enjoying my company, as ridiculous as that sounds, I'm enjoying myself. And I'm just, like, changing it around. Like, I'm just like, oh, my God, what did you just do? Like, I'm literally like that. And I guess I will start to sing. He's, like, looking at me like, you are crazy.
Do you never talk to yourself, Wayne?
No, I relate. Yeah. No,
I always talk to myself. My mum does as well. And, like, I'm just like, I hear my mum talking to herself all the time. I'm like, that's where I get it from.
I think it's healthy. Good.
It's very healthy. It's just keeping in touch with everything and not letting it all be up in your mind.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to be best friends with yourself first anyway.
That is so important.
You can't get away from yourself. Yeah. Like,
now I'm thinking about it. No, I don't narrate. What I usually do is I just sing.
Sing?
I was coming to that point. I sing too. Huh? I was coming to that point. Honestly, I sing all the time. Like, even when I'm feeling a bit sad, I'm like, I'd start going, do, 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 do.
Ah, cute.
And then I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this right now. And then I'm just like, actually, don't worry, be happy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not always the case. I know that we get times when we're really, like, really low.
Mm.
And then I'm just like, it's okay to be low, and then I'll be fine tomorrow. It's like that. Just talking to yourself.
What about with your followers, when you get a positive reaction, I guess, does that help with confidence daily as well, when people are like, oh, you look so lovely, or I love your outfit?
Yeah, I mean, because my mum doesn't really use, so my mum's like my bestest friend, and she doesn't really like she gets to see me, like, in a way that I'm like, oh, really judging myself, and like, oh, I'm really down, like, oh, I look awful, my hair, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, how, like, and then she'll go on my Instagram, she'll go, you've got so many people saying how lovely you look, why are you like, and then I guess I see it as like, because they don't see all angles of me. So I do take it on to say, as if like, it does change, it does make me feel good, of course it does. Yeah. But I prefer, like, I it doesn't like affect me to the point where I'm like, oh, I actually really, I don't take it on too much as I probably should, but I'm always like, but they don't see me like when I'm cross, or they don't see me when I'm really sad, and you know, so I guess
that's quite good, because I guess there's some influencers out there that they their ego just inflates, and then you get a false sense of
self-worth.
Exactly. And but in the same breath, do you ever get any like negative comments and negativity? Because that,
yeah, 100%. See, that's,
I find it unnecessary, and I think that probably affects your mood.
Honestly, like, I literally I just delete it, because it's negative.
Yeah.
And you would try, I like to think that I would be like, you know what, you don't know what you're talking about, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it does stick with me, but just like a bad story would stick with me when I read it in the newspaper or something like that. And when it's on yourself, of course, like, it sticks with me. I've had, like, in the past, really negative comments about my weight, like, oh my God, like, you need to eat a meal or something like that. Just those sorts of comments. And I'm just like, I find it really sad, because I get sad by comments that I made to my friends, probably more than I do about myself.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, because you don't know her. She's amazing. And you're just saying this to her like it's nothing. And it's really hard. I just think people, I don't understand those sorts of people.
I think they're just projecting. They feel shit about themselves. Mm-hmm. And then they think the way to make themselves feel better is to take it out on others. I mean, in fact, that probably makes them even more sad.
Exactly.
Because they've just been so negative.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I like to think that I would respond and be like, are you okay? What's happening? Try and break it up with being kind and nice. But sometimes you're just like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
I just, honestly, it's so unnecessary.
It is so unnecessary. And I just think, wow, you're just jealous. You literally are jealous, because you're sitting there and you're just deciding to be negative for no reason about someone who's, I don't know. I just think it's like you've got too much time on your hands.
Well, the thing is, you can go, you can see something that you don't like or you, isn't your vibe, and you don't have to comment on it. You could literally scroll past. I think people forget that you don't have to have an opinion on everything.
You don't. You don't have to say everything. Just like I'm working on doing that as well, because you know how I say I narrate everything.
Yes.
I don't have to like moan about everything. I could just keep some things inside. So maybe they should.
And on a whole, does it make you feel more connected to people, like when strangers message you and comment stuff? Like, does
100%.
Yeah,
it's actually really made me more confident.
Oh, nice.
Like in terms of like being able to realize, because I do get so many lovely comments sometimes. Like there's a couple, I would say about 10 people are regularly always like messaging saying, oh, your story really made my day. I was like, do you know the ones that always are actively really comment on every picture, and like they always say, oh, I look forward to your post, things like that are so lovely. And like it's made me realize people are really lovely as well out on the street. So I could just like, I am generally very vocal anyway, but I'll be like more likely to compliment someone. And yeah,
because it can change someone's day.
Completely.
Like, turn around. So we were saying earlier, most girls do it in the bathroom when they're a little bit drunk.
Yeah.
But I think we should just try and do it all the time.
I always say to myself, I have to compliment someone today. Like, I know it's one compliment, but I mean someone I don't know.
Yeah.
Normally I'd be like, gosh, she looks amazing. Or that girl, like, do you know when someone's just looks really happy and positive? I feel like saying, you've got really good energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know? And you don't say it. But now I'm like, I'm going to tell people when I think they look lovely, because that needs to be pushed.
Massively. Yeah. And if, you know, it's met with negativity, then that's on them.
Mm-hmm.
I think people just might, if it's negative, it's probably because they're shocked, because they just don't expect it, sorry. So other people with a big following, so you said that you have other friends that have got quite a lot of followers.
Yeah.
Is there like an unspoken respect, and do you collaborate with them? And do you ever find that it's a constant competition?
Well, in the last 2 years, I've decided to like take Instagram, well, even year, I've taken on more of a like, I see it more as like a business, basically. Yeah. You've got some friends that are equally like, oh, it's for business. This event we're talking is for business. Mm-hmm. And then you also get the friends that are like your friends. Yeah. That you really just know if Instagram was deleted tomorrow, they're your friends. Like,
yeah.
Which I wasn't very good at working out at the start.
Mm.
But now I'm really, in the last 2 weeks even, like I'm realize who's actually cares for me and who doesn't. So I guess you do compare yourself with the influencers that are like doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be like, oh no, I need to do better. So I don't, do you get what I mean when I say that? I guess you just do compare. So.
It's just quite natural, I think, in any industry, right? Yeah.
It can make me feel really anxious, though, at the same time. So I could mute someone that I actually am friends with. Because I'm like, it's making me feel anxious, like I'm not doing enough or anything like that. So
I think with what you just said as well, if Instagram was deleted tomorrow, my God, so many people would lose so much work. But
it'd be a crisis, like it would be so bad. Could you imagine?
No, I can't actually.
We'd all find another app that was like Instagram. I don't think it would be long till we found something else that would work.
That's true. That's really true.
It wouldn't, because this is our lives, like social media, even like your mum or your dad. I mean, my dad's got Instagram now. Do you know what I mean? Like literally, he's like, he likes making quad videos and like,
bands,
like plants and stuff, and like everyone loves Instagram. It's a way of escape. It's a curse as well as a blessing, I guess.
It's like, it's kind of creating your own visual representation of your perfect life.
Exactly.
What is it they say? It's only the highlight reel. It's not day in, day out.
Yeah, so. Pretty much. Yeah.
See, you don't really use your Instagram. You pop up every now and then to post a picture of a building or something.
Are you that guy?
Yeah. I'm mostly into landscapes. Yeah, cause I don't know. Like,
no, I wish I could do more of that.
I think the most recent one I posted, because at my workplace you have to do this giving back thing. So
giving they were back.
Like, yeah, it's like we've got to do something for the community. So they were like, let's go to Brighton and clear some trash off the beach. But it was just one of the hottest days, and it was just
and it was hell.
And the thing is, right, it was a nice day, because we weren't on the phones. We had to talk to like really angry tenants. Is that fair enough? But then it was like, we kind of looked like we were on day release, though.
Oh yeah.
And so it looked like, outside of us being on a chain gang, kind of like we were all just there like on community service. But,
oh my god.
But during all of it, I did take a really nice picture of like the sea and sort of the horizon stuff like that. So I was like,
yeah,
fair play.
Yeah. Instagram needs to see this.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not? Yeah, I don't post any pictures of my face or any people I know.
It's that's very refreshing. Yeah. Because imagine putting your face up every day and being told, post isn't doing well. Is it my face? But you know, it's the building.
But like, to some extent, I actually kind of... I'm always kind of impressed with people who are willing to put themselves out there and take pictures themselves, because it just seems it seems exhausting, man, because you're effectively putting yourself out there constantly, and effectively, like, you know, criticism can come from anywhere, and like you said, there can be sort of like things, so like having the wherewithal to take that sort of like take it on the chin and then go back and sort of come back to it, and like obviously you say there's like aspect of it where it's like it's part of your business, but mental health wise that must be very hard to bounce back from.
I
think there's a lot of strength there, but like you said, having day ones who are there from, you know, who you know you can trust in and rely on, that's always very important.
And
and
it's like, just imagine being 18 like now and being an influencer who's got hundreds of thousands, and like that's that age. I mean, it's you're working out so much about yourself, and you've been told you're this way by one person. You but maybe I am. Like, I can't even imagine.
It's kind of like, you know, when Britney Spears was famous at 16 and Justin Bieber and all that. It's kind of like the new version of celebrity, but influencers. If you've got like 390K followers, I don't even know how that much it is. But it's, like I said before, it's like a false sense of self.
Yeah. And it's funny, you actually say that, because there was this really interesting post I saw on Twitter about Billie Eilish. And I remember there was an interview I saw from her, because I think she's actually a really interesting, creative musician. But she said the reason she wears baggy clothing and not, you know, sort of like loose form, like, you know, just sort of like loose clothing, is because she does not want to be sexualized as a young woman. And then this picture came out of her literally just in a normal tank top, and
she
got sexualized. And it's just like,
that is so true.
And it's like, she's, and people are like, but she's 17. What are you like doing out here? Like,
and she's gone out of her way to not get that reaction as well.
Yeah, she's gone out of her way to do it. And I'm just like, I always think to myself, fuck, man. Like, it's so young. Like, you know, when you're 16, 17, 18, it's just, you feel like you're the old, you know, you feel like you're old and wise, but it's just like,
you're not.
You're a child. And it's just like, you have so much growing to do. And with all that pressure. And
so much growing to do. And you are easily influenced at that age as well. And you work out what direction you want to go to, like, you're like, oh, is this right, is it and like, I mean, I'm sure she's got great people around her, but I can't imagine. To be for me, I'm like,
and, you know, like, not to disparage my gender, but like dudes are dogs. Dudes are dogs, man. Like, especially on Instagram, like, some comments I'm seeing, I'm just like, wow, you need to take a look at yourself in America. Come on now. It's a bit much
with influencers as well. I know there's a lot of use of Photoshop and stuff like that. I kind of feel like the younger generation, they're a bit more savvy. They know when something's been Photoshopped.
Yeah.
But at the same time, some people are getting very, very good at it. So do you ever find yourself looking at people and going, oh my God, they've got no blemishes, or maybe I need to Photoshop to make sure I look like this? Like,
Well, I think everyone can tell when something's edited. Well, yeah. But then I say that, but then I was talking to my friend, and she was like, oh, she makes herself look smaller, like a waist and stuff. And I know you can do that on Photoshop, but I didn't realize you can do that on like apps on your phone and stuff. I thought it was like, I don't know, I never really thought about like you can actually do it on Facetune. So like, I don't know. And then she showed me a picture of this girl and I was like, I would never have been able to tell her. She's got the original photo. I would never have been able to tell.
Yeah.
So I just generally didn't. I thought that was like, oh, that's Photoshop. Because I can use Photoshop as well. So I'm like, but like, I didn't know you could do it on apps, for instance.
Yeah, I don't think it's particularly healthy that you can do that.
No.
At all.
No.
So they affect your mental health sometimes.
Yeah.
But how do you overcome this? How do you get yourself away from it? Do you just put them on mute?
Well, I'm literally working on it, I guess. Instagram for me is like very, it's good for me as well as completely like dangerous for me, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I love to go on there and I feel inspired by everyone working really hard and making businesses for themselves. And I'm like, Some of my friends, like one of my friends, is doing so well, and she's really like, she's bought a house, and she's like,
oh wow,
I know, like she's got an amazing car, and she's got all these things, amazing opportunities. So I go there and I feel inspired.
Yeah.
But then I also, I guess it works in a negative way that I can be like, oh my God, like, look, I'm doing really badly with my life and all that. Like, I'm not on as many followers. Yeah.
So you said that your friend's got a house and a car and stuff, but at the same time, I know that you've been able to branch into things like presenting because of Instagram.
Yeah.
I mean, what have you done so far?
I mean, there's loads of opportunities, like, through Instagram. Like, being able to go to Greece with Goodbye Bread. Like, going to events all the time, really cool ones, like Dinner in the Sky is amazing.
Dinner in the Sky?
Yeah. Like,
what's that?
There's, you literally get taken up into the sky on a crate. Is it crate or a crane?
Crane.
Oh, God. On a crate, can you imagine?
That's not safe.
Yeah, definitely not safe.
yeah, count me out on that one.
You're like, you do that event over there. But yeah, honestly, like some amazing opportunities. And if you could, like, I'm not even that big, so I'm just like, I will take more all the opportunities because it's really great. Like, because you're putting yourself out there, you're meeting people, you're meeting you. I met you, like, for instance. You just meet everyone. Like, if you put yourself out there, like we do, then you just meet people, find opportunities.
When you're invited to those sorts of things, you're then put around loads of like-minded people, so then you're more likely to create and collaborate.
Yeah, network and collab and be like, oh, how can we benefit from knowing each other? You know, you just network and you end up in the craziest opportunities. Like, I went to New York Fashion Week. And, like, that's amazing. How awesome is that? We got a gifted hotel. Like, it was all really great. I know. And it's my dream. It's always been my dream to go to New York Fashion Week. Since I used to cut out, like, as soon as the magazine came out at the end of New York Fashion Week, I'd cut out all these things, put them into, like, books. You know what you're like when you're, like, 14. Wow. And now, and then I was there. And I was like, wow, I'm at shows. This is brilliant. Like, this is, so it's the opportunities that you just, it outweighs.
Yeah, definitely. Because that's a bucket list ticked off.
Exactly.
100%. From Instagram.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, if people were looking to do something similar and try and build up their followers, what advice would you give them?
Well, when I see people answer this question, they always like, be yourself. And you're like, oh, well, I am myself and I'm still not growing. Don't copy anyone because it's already done. Someone's following that person you're trying to copy already. And you have to have that, I guess, quirk about you.
Yep.
Also, like, work hard because people think you don't. Like,
influencers get bad rep for this. Everyone's like, oh, but you don't do anything, you just do this and do that. But it's like, well, you have to put yourself out there in the first place and create stuff. And even images, you have to vet, and it takes a toll on your mental health, etc., etc.
Like, some days I just really don't like a picture of me, and I'm like, I need a picture or something like that. But it's not just the pictures, it's actually trying to find work and actually, like, contacting brands. And, like, because I'm also a content creator, so I work for, like, brands like Skinny Dip or Regal Rose, where I just be like, I have to create stuff for them separately, but I need something for myself, I need to do this, so how can I make those do? Like, it's constantly working. You don't have a day off, because now we've got stories. You have, like, I need to keep my engagement levels up on stories, and sometimes I'm like, I just today I don't want to do a story, but then I'm like, if I don't, it's not worth the like anxiety from it, because I'm like, my engagement's going to go down. It's going to be, oh, it's such a.
Do you get people that message you when you haven't posted as well to see if you're okay?
Because yeah, 100%, and which is lovely. There is a couple that, like, friends as well, be like, are you all right? What's going, like? And I'm like, which is very rare. I have quiet moments on stories, though, because I generally, like, feed for me, actually, I don't really enjoy my feed, or I don't really enjoy others.
Yeah.
But I love stories.
I love your stories.
I do.
Because obviously, we've only recently met.
Yeah.
And I was just going through them. And she does, like, little quizzes, like, which one would you prefer, A or B? And one of them was, like, a holiday in Egypt. And the other one's, like, a picnic in the park. And you just kind of, it's like a BuzzFeed.
People love them.
I really like it.
Yeah, I want to get more better for my graphics on them, because it's just me, like, learning how to do it. But I'm going to learn it, because I used to do stories for Goodbye Bread as well. And I love it. And people really engage. Like, there was, like, 900 people would do one, like, answer. And that's where my engagement is, like, up.
Yeah,
like 900 within a few hours have got answered, and that's why I love it. I think it's I get a buzz from it, and, like, people are interested and people want to see it, so I'm like, I want to work on that more.
I think as well, people love to get to know themselves or do things to do with them, where they make decisions.
People love it. So I don't know, they love it. And that's why I love stories as well, because you can, like, I guess you see the personality more. You see their personality. And that's what I love.
Yeah, I guess you get to know your followers and what kind of person they are if one answer is higher than the other.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm. It's cool. It's interesting. Yeah. Well, there you have it. You got the advice, so get going. Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh,
you've been so lovely.
Honestly, it's been a pleasure. Honestly, thanks for having me.
Will you stick around and help us answer a question sent in?
Of course.
Yes. Okay, you ready, Wayne?
Yeah.
This is from a lovely lady called Laura Hooper, who lives in London. And she wants to know, how do you unwind after a long day of being creative?
See, another thing I'm working on. I don't turn off very well. That's my problem. And I think a lot of people, like friends around me, would say, like, you need to, like, be able to just, like, have a nice
chill,
hot bath and stuff. But, like, bath. But I'll sit in the bath and I'm like, oh, no, I can't.
Be doing this.
I'll stay here.
You can't have your phone in the bath either.
I find it really hard to unwind, yeah. Because I always think I need to do something. Mm. I'm very, like, active. My mind is always going.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I read, my unwind is probably, I'd say, going on holiday.
Yeah.
Then I can get that out of the way. Then I can continue.
Get that out of the way. Creatives are so funny because it's just like constant, like, if I'm not making something,
there's no time
then I'm
to
not,
it. That's why. Because I literally can wake up at 1 a.m. and, like, because I do a lot of writing. I'm like writing on a novel as well at the moment.
Oh, nice.
Working on a novel, sorry. And literally, like, I can just suddenly think of something, or someone could do something. Like, you're sitting there right now and you could, I just think, I like the way he's done. I need to remember to do that. Like, I'm constantly think.
Yeah.
I'm very creative. I know that sounds so basic to say, but I'm very, like, always thinking of something.
Mm.
So I don't really get to unwind, but I know it's important. So
yeah.
I'm trying to work on that. So I do check in with myself and just be like, I need to have 8 hours sleep. That's probably my unwinding.
It's bedtime.
But, yeah, just bedtime. But, like, you don't know when. A lot of creatives will also say that you just, you don't, there's no time. Like, it's always, I'm just doing what my mind, I guess.
Go, go, go.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you? How do you unwind?
I always find that if in any given week, no matter what I do, no matter how bad or good or great or just kind of meh a week is, I have to go to Central London.
Central London.
And I have to walk for about an hour, maybe 2 hours. And I just put my headphones on and I just walk and walk and walk, listen to an album that I've been meaning to listen to, or just stuff that has been on the back burner for a little while. So yesterday, I went to go see Toy Story 4 again, which is pretty fucking great.
I love
And I listened to a new album by a guy called Freddie Gibbs, The Madlib. And when I was listening to it, because I've been waiting for this album for like 5 years,
oh wow,
so it was a very exciting day. So but during one of the promotional videos, this beat came on, and I've had this beat in my head for the last couple of months, and I didn't think it was gonna be on the album. And so this beat came on, and I damn near lost my mind on the streets. I mean, internally I lost my mind. So, and it's stuff like that. So I'll just be walking and I get a lot of ideas, and I'll just think, okay, that'd be a cool idea, or a song plays like, oh, that could sound like something that could go here and here and here. Mm. Or I'll just be like, or I'll just think of ad libs from songs that I really like. I'm just like, well, how do you think of that? Like, you know, like Luther Vandross at the end of Here and Now, when he does his final parts of the song. I'm just like, that'd be really cool if I was like, in the studio and I saw that bit. And like,
yeah,
I'd love to talk to him about like, what does he, how does he get there? So,
yeah. I kind of feel
that's
like when I'm in public and I listen to my music when I'm walking through a crowd, I just, or I'm on a coach or I'm on a train, I always just feel like I'm in my own movie.
Oh,
does
my
god!
Else
do that?
I am
a little bit.
That is me. You are me, because that is me. Like, I literally, I am in a music video right now. Like, I'm like, yes. When, do you know, when the wind blows you and the tube, I'm like,
that's so. And it's funny because obviously that's all you can hear. So you're strutting down the road, but everyone else could just see you kind of like, just like gliding through, and they're like, okay, I wonder what she's listening
to. Especially when you've got some clicky like shoes on. Can I change my answer?
Yeah.
Because it's like putting on your headphones and being able to walk through like the park in, and London as well, so many lovely parks.
Mm-hmm.
Walking, I would definitely say walking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a very, like, it's not unwinding and relaxing, but it tires me out, especially as my mind's very overactive.
Yeah.
So I would say listening to just good music, going to festivals. That's not really unwinding, is it?
No, it is. I think it is.
Yeah, and I listen to a lot of piano.
Really?
It's my favourite type of music. You'd never think it, but honestly, no. Test me on my composers, I know.
I love Claire de Lune. Is that right? Claire de Lune.
Oh my God, someone I don't know. Now you've just shown
no,
me.
No, you do, you do. It's like, oh, I'm not going to do it.
Wait, no, do it.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun,
oh, that's so cute.
Yeah,
I think I do know.
You will know it 100%. I'll play it to you after the podcast.
Okay.
So music.
Music and listening to piano. Like, for me, piano, like, is like... I mean, I love alternative music. That's where I feel like that, because I DJ now.
Oh.
It's new.
Nice.
But that's alternative music. You can't really DJ piano. But, yeah. But piano is where that's my headphones, and that's walking, and that's me, like...
Lovely.
That's my place. I'm excited to do that later.
I guess, what do I do? Well, mine would be music as well, but more dancing. Like the amount of hours I just bedroom dance. When my mum's at work, I'm just put my headphones on and I just turn into Beyonce or Lady Gaga
or
some pop star that I've created myself.
So, that sounds amazing.
I've got another one as well, but this is more of a nerdy one for me, for like me and just anyone who's sort of like into film, I guess. Like,
yeah.
I like to go back and sometimes watch some of my favorite scenes.
Yeah.
So like one
I usually
go back to is Roman Holiday. At the ending of that film, because it's so beautiful, but it also breaks my heart as well.
Yeah.
Oh. And one recently, I can't find this clip, and it's really frustrating me. But there's this clip from this film called Cold War that was released last year that has this incredible mirror shot. And it's the kind of shot where it's just like, oh, I hate you so much, but this shot is so beautiful. How did you do it? This is insane.
Sounds inspiring.
That sounds really nice.
But yeah, no, like, those are quite inspiring. Stuff like, you know, like, when you sort of look into sort of how they got them done, and just, like, it's so, like, but you pulled that shot off, so fair play to you.
Yeah, so definitely.
So it's like you're unwinding, but at the same time, as a creative, you're still thinking, oh, okay, this is inspiring me. So when you're on the wall,
my God, exactly.
Still getting inspired.
Yeah.
So piano, constant.
That's what piano does to me. I start to think of these ideas for, like, poems, so because I write so many, I say loads of poems, but they're just generally like paragraphs of things that are on my mind, but they sound quite poetic, so I just say poems to make them sound.
Do you still post them now? I'm not sure.
I don't, because they're a lot of what's going on in my mind. I don't really, I show friends and I show my mum, I'm like, mum, I love this one, or whatever.
It's quite personal, though,
isn't it? It is very personal to me, but I am going to, I want to release them, but I'm drawing pictures for them, like little tiny little doodles.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
This is cool. I can't wait. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Wayne.
Yeah.
Thank you, Emelina.
No worries. Thank you, Wayne.
We really do appreciate you guys listening. I'm pretty astounded by the amount of people that listen. Like, the numbers are pretty good considering that we haven't really, advertised it or anything like that. So thank you for the support. And make sure that you have a think about any questions that you may have yourself to send in. And you can send them to us on Instagram at Wayne. Oh, you can
the
never
kind.
Do it. Okay, go on then. The kind.
Underscore.
The creative.
Underscore the chaotic.
Yes, he got
Did
it.
Did I get it right finally?
Yeah, you got it right. Well done.
It only took me a while.
It's hard.
All right, then. See you next time, guys. Bye.
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 Can you stop? Remember when I told you that I have an anxiety issue?